Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, the Tri-County Regional Energy Network. It's a program with many words and a much shorter acronym, 3CREN, is about using unique and regional attributes in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties to deliver energy efficiencies. This initiative could have a significant impact on residential energy efficiency for new developments, representing both job creation and more affordable living options for our community. Here to talk about how this program will work are Anthony Mireles, President and Business Representative for the Laborers International Union of North America, that's Local 585, and Workforce Development Board Member and Clean Green Business Committee Chair. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Also in studio is Alejandra Tellez. Close enough?
Yes, you got it.
Right there. Management Analyst at the County of Ventura. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Great.
It's really nice to have you in here this morning. Let's start with you, Alejandra. Can you share with us an overview of the 3CREN program?
Yes, so we're very excited. It's a three-county program, like you mentioned, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura, and we have three programs. So we're going to focus on residential energy efficiency. We're going to go in there and see any changes you want to make, new lights, new smart thermostats, new insulation, new windows, make your homes more efficient for new and existing construction. And then we're going to work with workforce education and training, making sure that all workforce is trained in all these new energy efficiency jobs, bring the training here locally to any of the three counties. And we're going to work with local governments and code compliance, make sure that everything being built or everything being remodeled is up to code.
And it's kind of funny because in the old days, we didn't think we were wasting. We didn't do it on purpose. But right. If you look what we got away with back then, drafty doors, air conditioners that were so inefficient, it's ridiculous. And all of us can work towards this, whether it's water, whether it's gas, electric energy, all of this. And we'll end up saving ourselves a lot of cash.
Correct. Saving money and comfort that we...
Both of those are essential for all of us. A great program. Anthony, sounds like this program is going to create more job opportunities and training in the construction industry. Do these programs exist right now, or do we have to develop them?
We have to develop them. If you remember back with Obama, we had the green jobs. Mm-hmm. We had the energy auditor, and we picked that up, and we did some of the training on that. But then the funding went away, and then now solar's came back. So now we have to develop these programs. We've been here before with our apprenticeship and pre-apprenticeship, so we're going to be developing that with the community colleges and possibly any other nonprofits that we can put people to work.
When I bought my house, me and the wifey, 17, 18 years ago, I asked the developer, because it was a tract home, and I said, why don't they put solar on they have upgrades on granite, they have upgrades on wood floors, and they looked at me like I was out of my mind, which I'm used to. But on the other hand, I think it was so obvious that at least as an option, it could have been brought in, because one, construction would love it, and two, you work it into your house and your payment, and you get the benefit of the great construction built into your home naturally and from the get-go. It just seems like this could walk hand in hand.
Well, starting next year, the state's mandating that all new construction is going to have EV chargers and solar. So that's going to create another workforce to maintain those systems.
And that would be good for everyone.
Yeah.
I think that's a great
plan. We just have the training opportunities.
Sure. And we just have to make sure it's done right and efficient. Alejandra, how will 3CREN benefit Ventura County directly?
So it bring money locally. So usually this money, stays within Edison territory. So we're going to focus on these three counties, invest the money back into our community, and we're going to educate our workforce and make sure that we hire local and kind of the jobs stay here locally, make sure that we have the trained workforce to respond to any type of new construction, and we don't have to, rely on other areas to bring in that educated workforce.
It's one of the biggest things, boy, when you hire somebody to do any work around, just ask it where they're from. And it would be great if they're from Ventura County. That would be fabulous. Anthony, as part of the focus of the program, what do you envision will be the most beneficial energy efficiency upgrades that are going to be available for businesses?
Well, as a business, what we looked at also was, because our building gets hot, so we would always have the air conditioning on. So what we looked at, and the technology out there is automated skylights, where it would the temperature would increase, and then the skylights would open up. So then you would just you'd have a fan instead of the air conditioning blowing all day. Then you have probably the solar windows that are coming out now. You would also have better efficiency on your lighting. So as you walk in, just like you've seen in some hotels, where the lights turn off and then they turn off right behind you. So this is just better efficiency on the electricity and the cooling of our businesses.
It's funny when somebody says, remember to turn off the lights. It's genius when they do it themselves.
Exactly.
Upon entry. And you see that in a lot of businesses now, and that's an excellent upgrade. Back to Alejandra, what is the economic development and community impact of this?
So, yeah, just investing the money here and locally. I think when a homeowner sees somebody, a neighbor, getting a retrofit, they kind of be like, maybe I want to do that myself, and kind of investing in their own homes, and then investing in that local contractor that the neighbor hired. So just kind of making sure that that happens here.
I even get calls occasionally. I know, Tom, you've done a lot of upgrades on your house recently. Somebody will hit your phone. We're in your neighborhood, and what I always ask them is, what's the cross street?
Yeah.
And there's... And you know they're not. Now, they might do brilliant work wherever they're from, and that's fine. But we really want to make sure that the people we talk to are the people from this area, because that's how we'll build our economy. Mm-hmm. Plus, if there's any issues, a quick ring up, and they're in town. And it's also much easier to get a recommendation, like you say.
Correct.
Somebody in your neighborhood, you see the work, you know what they've done. Mm-hmm. It's just nice to get those referrals that are directly from somebody in our community. Anthony, how is the workforce going to benefit from this program?
Well, with the future coming quickly, the next industrial revolution is the digitalization of construction. So with these programs would train the workforce and then help them get into the regular construction jobs, the 5G connectivity, the fiber, autonomous vehicles. So this is a part of that program, that all of this is just going to get people trained, ready for it. Plus the pay will probably be union jobs. And the training will also lead into, careers and pensions.
The other thing, when I was a kid, I worked a lot of construction just because I could pick up heavy things. But if we look at that, back then I always heard apprentice. And people say, I'm an apprentice, I'm a journeyman. How is that still the path that somebody follows, whether it's electrician, plumber, or framer?
There's a big push right now from the feds to the state for apprenticeship to for the community colleges. A lot of these programs would be coordinated with the collaboration with the community colleges. Right now, there's two programs we're working on, and this will be a third or fourth that we're going to be adding on. So apprenticeship is a big name right now, for even the private industry, from bankers to accounting to...
Yeah, shadowing and following somebody in the business.
Exactly.
And don't you think it's just a little bit crazy that when I was in school, they had shop. They had both metal, electric, and wood shop. Then they take it away. And this is an entry-level job that after 2 years of good, solid training and shadowing somebody, you can make a living, especially if you're a union member. And we said, no, let's get rid of that. It's just so odd, but it seems like, especially I know the community college systems around here, seem to be coming back to auto and things like woodworking and like that, more hands-on, what we would have called a blue-collar job in the old days.
Yeah, what we're doing now, too, is we're also bringing in the trades curriculum. It's called MC3 training, and with that, it's going to get them ready just for the basis of construction, and then from there, each participant will be able to pick whichever union they want to get into. Is it, the sheet metals or air conditioning or laborers or carpenters? But then these lead into well-paying jobs and careers and pensions.
And yes, a career that will take you, through life, let you live here in Ventura County and enjoy yourself with a job that pays immediately. And I'm also guessing less student debt that might be created
exactly.
by a traditional
exactly.
Education. All of this is out here for us.
And I was just reading The Next Generation. I think X? I think they want to get into the trades. They don't want to have the debt like the millennials do. So they're looking at opportunities to get into the workforce.
And if you can weld, if you can work on a transmission, you can work anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, that work will be needed. Let's finish up here with businesses, homeowners, and job seekers. How can they take advantage of the benefits of this program and from you? Alejandra, first?
Yeah, so we're just starting the outreach now. So it's great. It's right at the beginning. So we're getting ready to launch our new website to cover all three counties. So we currently have a phone where you can call and tell us what you're interested in, kind of, so we tailor the program to what's going to be needed in our community. And you can call our line, and it's 805-654-3834. So the more feedback we get, it's going to help us assign the program.
When I was a kid, it was, the son or daughter that could take apart the toaster and put it back together. If you see your kid has these skills, these mechanical skills, you should aim them towards a program, and men and women alike.
Encourage, right.
Yes, certainly. So a recommendation for somebody out there who's got the kid, who has the urge to get into this program, where's the first place they should go?
Well, they can reach out to the local trades, to the unions, and just see what curriculum's out there. Or just, keep up to date with the community colleges on the programs they're going to be releasing over the next 6-7 months, and then see what programs that they can get in there and enroll in.
It's all out there for all of us. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Great conversation. Career opportunity, also a way for businesses and homeowners to save money. And let's start now, because we do have to become more energy efficient. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
If you are interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing our future workforce, visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. That's WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.